Merry Christmas. Time goes so fast.
啊，时间过得很快。
Okay, I'm going to start you off a little bit differently this morning.
我们今天啊会有一点不一样的开始。
It was this year in August that a Delta IV heavy rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral.
这是今年八月发生的事情，在这个卡纳维拉尔角这个三角洲四号重型火箭发射了。
Okay.Its mission is to put a probe into close orbit around the sun.
它的任务呢，就是要把一个探测器发射到太阳的接近太阳的一个轨道。
I'm not sure if you can see that, but here is Earth, Venus, Mercury, and this probe here it comes is coming into these.Orbits very close to the sun, closer than Mercury.
不知道大家可以不看得清楚这个图。我们可以看到地球、金星、水星，然后这个绿色的线是它的这个探测器的轨迹，它会一直绕。目前是到这个绿色的这个点的地方。那它这个经过这个红色点，你可以看到它的轨道非常接近太阳。
Okay, it's on its way right now towards the sun, and here it is looking back.
这是探测器所发射回来的一个相片，这是往回头照的一个相片。
That's us.
这是照的是地球。
It's pretty amazing.
这是非常奇妙的事情。
Now, obviously, as this probe gets closer and closer to the sun, there's a problem, right?
可是当这个探测器越来越接近太阳的时候，是不是会有一个问题呢？
So what's the problem if you get too close to the sun?
你觉得什么太接近太阳会有什么样子的问题？
Exactly, it's hot, you'll burn up.
就是它是非常的热，你会被烧掉的。
So to protect the sensitive electronics on the probe, the scientists have developed a special material that functions as a shield.
为了这个保护这个探测器上面的这些电子设备呢，这个科学家就发明了一种材料，然后做成了可以保护这个探测器的这个一个屏幕。
Now you might be thinking, well, what has that got to do with Christmas?
你大概会想说，这跟圣诞节有什么关系呢？
But there's a connection.
但是这个联系是在这里的。
This is just me, but I see that heat shield as being kind of similar to Jesus.
这个我对我而言呢，这个防热的这个屏幕呢，就有一点像是耶稣。
So here it is. It's being lowered into place on top of the electronics.
你可以看到这个防热的遮蔽屏呢，降下来要装到它应该在的地方。
Here it is.In place on top of the probe.
这是已经装好的，它在这个探测器的上头。
So this heat shield is going to take tremendous punishment to protect what's on the other side.
这个防热的屏呢，会把这个热隔在另外一边，而保护另外一头的电子设备。
Okay, so I'm trying to give like a simple picture of Christianity.
所以这好像是基督信仰的一个写照。
It's not complicated. God is holy.
我们知道神是圣洁的。
In this example, the heat of the sun is like God's holy wrath against sin.
这个太阳的这个非常强的热呢，就好像神对这个罪恶的一个圣洁的愤怒。
Now, if you try to approach Holy God without Jesus, without your heat shield to protect you from His wrath,
如果我们要来到圣洁的神面前，可是却没有耶稣基督，就像这个防热的屏幕一样遮蔽的话
，You will not survive.
我们没有办法生存下来。
It is that simple.
就是这么简单。
Okay, 1 Corinthians 13, it says, love always protects.
在哥林多前书13章里头有说到， 爱总是保护，那和本圣经是翻成凡事包容。
So Jesus has come to protect you, to be your shield.
耶稣他来到世上就是要成为我们的一个保护品。
But you must put it on.
我们必须把它穿上。
We cannot approach holy God without him.
我们无法来到神的圣洁的神面前，如果不是借着耶稣基督的话。
Got it?
Yeah.
大家听懂了吗？
Okay.
就是这么简单。
So at Christmas, we turn our minds, we begin to think about the birth of a very special baby.
在圣诞节这一天，我们是在庆祝一个非常特别的婴孩的降生。
The reason why the birth of Christ is so special is because it's like that rocket launch. It's a real historical event.
为什么这个事情这么的特殊？其实耶稣的降生就跟这个火箭发射一样，是这样一个真实的在历史上发生的事件。
Okay, his birth really happened.
他的降生是实实在在发生的。
And Jesus' birth is going to provide answers for some of life's biggest questions.
耶稣的降生会回答我们生命中非常重大的问题。
So today I want us to see how does Christmas help us to answer two big questions.
所以今天我想带着大家来看一看这个圣诞节如何帮助我们解答人生的两个重大的问题。
Okay, the first question it's going to answer is where did we come from?
第一个问题就是我们是从何而来的。
The second question is going to be where are we going?
第二个问题是我们要往何处而去。
Now Christmas is going to help us to answer these two big questions, many others.
其实圣诞节它不只回答这两个问题，它也可以回答其他的许多的问题。
But here's the thing, when you know the answers to these two big questions, then it will help you to know how to live today.
但如果我们知道如何回答这两个重大的问题的话，我们有了这个答案，我们就可以活在当下的。
Sorry, there it is. Okay. All right. Now the secular culture basically it misses.
这个世俗的世界呢，其实它并没有得到这样的讯息。
There are millions of people that think Christmas is about Santa Claus and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know, getting presents.
世俗的人觉得这个圣诞节是跟圣诞老人有关系，跟红鼻子驯鹿鲁道夫，还有就是收礼物有关系。
Now these things are fun, and you know they may be nice, really for children.
这些事情都是很有趣的，而且对小孩子来讲是很有意思的一件事情。
So we're not trying to say that we don't want to have anything to do with it, but it's really for children.
我们不是说我们对这个事情对这些事毫无关系可是我们想强调这个事只是为了小孩。
The First Corinthians 13 again, it says, when I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child.
在哥林多前书十三章也提到，他说：“我做孩子的时候，说话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子。”
When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me.
既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。
So the real meaning of Christmas is just a whole lot deeper than that.
所以圣诞节的真正意义是比我们所看到这个圣诞老人这个图案更深一步。
There's a Jewish prophet, Isaiah, and he wrote,
有一个犹太先知以赛亚这么说。
For unto us a child is born, a son is given.
有婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
The government will be on his shoulders.
政权必担在他的肩头上。
His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor.
他名称为奇妙策士。
Mighty God.
全能神。
That's a warrior, Mighty God.
这是一个 有一个战士，是一个全能的神。
Everlasting Father，
永在的父。
Prince of Peace，
和平的君。
So of the greatness of His government and peace, there will be no end; it's forever.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国。
And He will reign on David's throne and over His kingdom.
他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，从今直到永远。
So Jesus is going to have not only political power; He will have power over all the kingdoms of darkness.
哦，所以耶稣基督他不仅有政治的权利，他对整个宇宙也有他的权利。
Now, the scriptures don't in any way command us that we should celebrate Jesus' birthday.
在圣经里头并没有用任何方式只是我们一定要来庆祝耶稣的生日。
It's probably not December 25th.
很有可能这不是 其实这个生日不是在12月25号。
The Bible's careful not to give us a specific date.
圣经很小心的，他并不真正的告诉我们耶稣是哪一天哪一个确切的日期降生的。
It doesn't mean there isn't something really worth celebrating. There certainly is.
这并不表示说这里没有什么值得庆祝的事情，其实这是非常值得庆祝的。
So listen, here's how the Bible describes His birth.
所以我们来看一看说圣经里头怎么讲耶稣基督的降生。
This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about.
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。
His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph.
他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟。
Before they came together, she was found pregnant through the Holy Spirit.
还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet he didn't want to expose Mary to public disgrace, so he had it in his mind he's going to divorce her quietly.
她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。
So here's Joseph, and he is considering these things, and an angel appears to him in a dream.
所以这有个图画，就是约瑟呢，他在思考这个事情，然后有主的使者在约瑟的梦中跟他显现。
In the dream, the angel says, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit."
这个天使在梦中对约瑟说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
The angel told him, she's going to give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
她要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Now you can just see in kind of a mysterious back here is the angel.
所以我们可以看到在这个图画后面有一个奥秘的这个天使在那边。
Do you believe in angels?
你相信天使吗？
Yeah, the Bible teaches angels are real.
圣经有这样教导，我们知道天使是真实的。
Today, many people don't believe in angels.
可是在现在的这个世界上有很多人不相信天使。
But they do believe in space aliens.
但是他们相信外星人。
You want to think about that?
大家可以思考一下。
I think that's one of Satan's deceptions.
我想这是撒旦的一个欺骗。
Well, these things took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through Isaiah the prophet.
这一切的事成就，就是要应验主借着先知，就是主先知以赛亚所说的话。
Isaiah said, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son."
以赛亚说，必有童女怀孕生子。
Okay, so the name, let's see, here it is, Emmanuel, God with us.
这个名字以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
That's the name that they're to give to Jesus.
这是赐予耶稣的名字。
In case you're wondering, the name Jesus, it literally means Yahweh, that's God, is salvation.
大家如果想知道其实耶稣这个名字呢就是耶和华是拯救的意思。
We use the name Jesus, it's actually the Greek form of Joshua.
耶稣 Jesus 其实是就是一个犹太名字Joshua 的一个希腊的形式。
Okay, Joshua is, in the Hebrew is Yeshua, that's Yahweh.
所以Joshua, 就是约书亚是的意思就是耶和华是拯救的意思。
Okay, so what we find in the Hebrew scriptures, in the Old Testament, what we find there's this prophecies about this very special coming baby.
所以我们看到这个先知的预言里头说到有一个奇异的婴孩会来到世上。
The prophecy is that he's going to rescue his people Israel will be rescued, and indeed the whole world will be rescued through him.
这个预言是说到这个婴孩降生，他将带领以色列人，其实是包括整个人类都会被拯救。
And it's a shocking idea, really. This person is going to literally be a man.And God.
而且很奇异的就是所预言的这一个特殊的人在某种程度上他既是人又同时是神。
Can a man be God?
可以一个人可以是神吗?
Can God become a man?
或神他能够成为一个人吗?
Can you believe it?
你相信吗?
It's interesting, you know, to his human beginning,all four gospel writers speak of Jesus as a human.
就是在耶稣降生的时候圣经的四本福音书都有提到他成为人的一个事情。
So in Mark's gospel, he starts off talking about a Jew who is born in Israel, and he begins with the baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist.
在马可福音里头就提到耶稣人的开始呢是从他被施洗约翰他受施洗约翰的洗开始了。
And in Matthew's gospel, he's going to start off by talking about Jesus' genealogy, and he'll take it all the way back to Abraham.
在马太福音里头呢，他会提到耶稣的家谱，而且一直追溯到亚伯拉罕。
So Matthew is going to make a connection between here's Abraham about to sacrifice his son Isaac.And Matthew makes a connection between Jesus and Abraham and Isaac.
马太福音把这个故事追溯到亚伯拉罕，我们可以看到图上是亚伯拉罕要把这个以撒献上，成为一个牺牲给神。然后马太就把耶稣的受死跟亚伯拉罕、以撒连在一起。
Okay, Luke takes it back even further than that. He goes all the way back and makes a connection between Jesus and Adam.
路加福音就更把耶稣的家谱往前推到人类的始祖亚当。
Remember, Paul calls Jesus the second or the last Adam.
保罗也曾经称耶稣为第二个或者是末后的亚当。
I like this picture. Here's Jesus and here's Adam who has fallen down.Jesus is helping him up.
这个图呢画着这个亚当跌倒了，那耶稣呢伸手去把他扶起来。
Finally, John's gospel takes it back all the way actually to before the creation.
而约翰福音呢甚至把这个时间更往前推到创世以前。
To really understand Christmas, we have to go all the way back.
要明白圣诞节，我们必须把这个时间一直往前推。
John says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning."
约翰他这么记载：太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在。
Through him all things were made. Without him nothing that was made has been made.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
Okay, so it's the Apostle John who tells us more about the Trinity than any other writer in the Bible.
使徒约翰呢，他比圣经中其他的任何作者呢，告诉我们更多有关于神三位一体的信息。
Now, Trinity looks simple, but to be honest, this is a mystery. It really transcends our human understanding.
这个图显示这个三位一体好像很简单，可是其实三位一体是一个超越人能够理解的一个奥秘。
That's okay. You know, if we could fully understand God, he wouldn't really be much of a God if he was only a little bit higher than us.
这其实没有关系，因为如果我们如果能够完全了解我们的创造主的话，那他其实就不是上帝了。那如果我们所认识的神只比我们高一点，那他不是上帝。
The reality is God is infinitely beyond us. He transcends our ability to understand him fully.
所以事实上上帝是无限的超越我们，所以我们是远远超出我们理解的能力的。
But God has revealed enough about himself for us to be saved.
但是神他很清楚的向我们的显示，让我们能够知道我们如何能够得救。
Now, Trinity is definitely in the text of the scripture. I want to just give you one example.
三位一体的这个概念其实在圣经里头是有显示出来的。我想举一个例子。
Yeah, this was where Mark had begun with the baptism of Jesus.
这是记载到耶稣受洗。
So it says, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, and at that moment, heaven was opened, he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him, and a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased.
耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Okay, do you see the Trinity there?
你看到三位一体的神在那吗？
Now we know God is one, he's an eternal being, but somehow at the same time he's three persons.
所以我们可以看到神他是唯一的一个存在，可是呢，同时呢，我们也看到有三个不同的位格。
So as a man, Jesus had a beginning.
所以就成为一个人而言，耶稣是有一个开始。
Yet as the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, he's before all things.
可是他如果是三一神里头第二个位格的话，他其实是先于万物的。
Yeah, some religions think Jesus is created as a God.
有些宗教信仰是说耶稣只是被造的。
It's important for us to understand Jesus is not created.
我们必须很清楚的明白这个耶稣他并不是被造。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they have no beginning and they have no end.
父子圣灵他没有开始，他也没有结束。
So the Trinity exists before the universe began.
所以三一神三位一体的存在是在创世之前就已经有的。
This reveals to us that love existed before creation.
所以这也告诉我们，其实爱是在创世以前就已经有了。
Again, if God were only one person, as some of the other religions teach, then who would he have to love until after he created?
如果像其他的宗教讲的神只是一位的话，那他怎么爱呢？除非他创造了些东西，他才可以去爱。
Right, if I don't have another person, I can't really have a love relationship.
就好像如果没有另外一个人的话，我没有办法有这个爱的关系。
But we know love exists in the Godhead before anything is created.
可是我们知道在爱是在神性当中就已经存在的。
This is why the Apostle John says, God is love.
这是为什么使徒约翰说神就是爱。
The whole creation came into being from love.
所以整个创造其实是来自于爱。
Love is before the world.
所以爱是发生在整个创世之前。
Love created the world.
爱创造了这个世界。
And now through Christmas, love is redeeming the world.
而现在借着圣诞啊，这个爱呢，正在拯救这个世界。
Yeah, this is the most important characteristic of God, but it's not the only one.
爱是神一个最重要的一个属性，可是这并不是唯一的。
He's more than love.
这是神还有其他的属性是在爱之外还有其他的属性。
God knows we are in a sinful mess. He knows that humans have gone astray.
上帝知道我们人类已经误入歧途，我们是在一个罪恶的混乱当中。
So there's a huge divide between us, sinful us, and holy God. There's a huge separation.
所以在有罪的我们这些有罪的人当中，跟圣洁的神之间有一个巨大的分隔。
The reason the separation because we sinned.
这种分离的存在是因为我们犯了罪。
So the good news is God loves us. He desires to restore that relationship with us with Him.
好消息就是神因为爱我们，所以他想要来这个恢复我们彼此之间的关系。
That's what Christmas is all about.
这就是圣诞节为什么存在的。
God, the creator of everything, became a baby.
所以这位创造万物的上帝，他成了一个婴孩。
And that's a wonderful thing, but he cannot remain a baby.
这是一个很美好的事情，可是他并没有一直停留在这个小婴孩的状态。
And neither can we.
我们也不能一直是个小孩。
Now Jesus left all the riches of heaven and he came to earth. He's born literally in a cattle stall.
耶稣他离开这个天上的荣华，他降生在世上。其实他降生的地点可以说是一个牛棚。
So this is a typical inn back in Jesus' day.
这是在耶稣时代一个蛮典型的旅店的样子。
And this is there'd be a big courtyard with all the rooms all around the courtyard.
它中间有个院子，然后这些客房呢是围着这个院子。
People would enter, they'd come in, that's why it's called an inn, they would enter, and all the animals would be here, that's probably water trough for the animals.
所以这个旅客会从这个门进来，进到这个院子里头，然后这些牲口呢也都是在院子里头，可能有一些水槽啊，可以让这些牲口喝水。
When they inquired, there was no room at the inn. All the rooms were occupied.
圣经记载在那个时候所有的客房都满了。
And Mary's about to give birth.
可是玛利亚她已经要临盆了。
So in this open area here where all the animals would be for protection inside, that's where she gave birth to Jesus.
所以就是在这些牲口被看管的这些地方呢，这个玛利亚把耶稣生下来。
So he's born in this open area under the stars with all the animals.
所以耶稣是在这个开放的一个地方这个有天空，然后周围有很多的牲口。
Now it's really interesting. Jesus is actually the only person who chose to be born.
而且大家要知道，耶稣是唯一一个他选择出生的。
No one else did.
没有人能够选择。
Did you choose to be born?
有人选择说自己要出生吗？
But he chose to be born, and he chose who his parents would be.
耶稣他选择他的出生，而且他选择他的父母是谁。
And he chose exactly the time and the place where he would be born.
而且他选择了他所要出生的时间以及他所要出生的地方。
Now the truth is, God actually chose exactly when you would be born as well.
其实上帝是决定了你什么时候要出，你是如何出生的。
And he chose who your parents would be.
他帮你选择了你的父母是谁。
God has done for you what is the very best for you, so that you have the best opportunity to come to faith in Christ.
上帝为你所选择的是最好的，所以让你有机会能够来认识。
So here's a big question: Why did Jesus choose to be born?
所以我们要来看一看为什么耶稣他选择。降生在这个世上。
Now, mostly we think that the answer is about love, and it surely is.
我想很多人的答案就是爱。我想这的确是的。
There's a flip side to it as well.
可是，在另一方面呢，有它的一个反面。
Do you know that there are things that God hates?
就是恨。那你知道神恨恶些什么吗？
Yeah, the reason the Son, this is John, 1 John 3:8, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work.
在约翰一书三章八节这边说到，神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
What you want to get here? This is a really big battle.
所以我们可以看到，这有一个非常巨大的征战在这里。
Okay, Jesus didn't come merely to fight small enemies like Rome and Caesar.
所以耶稣降生，他不是只是要击败一些小小的敌人，就比如说罗马或者是罗马的君王凯撒。
He's fighting a much bigger battle for the whole world.
他其实是一个更大的征战，是为了整个世界的。
So I'm going to give you an example from the Christmas story of why Jesus chose to come into the world.
所以我们从圣诞这个事情我们来看看耶稣他是怎么样来进行这样的征战。
So here are the wise men coming from the east and they see the star.
我们看到有从东方有智者因为他们看到有一颗属于王的星星出现。
They follow that star and it leads them to Jerusalem.
所以他们就跟随着这颗星，他们来到了耶路撒冷。
Do you remember who was the king in Jerusalem in those days? Do you know?
大家记得那个时候是谁在耶路撒冷做王吗
？King Herod.
是希律。
Yeah, Herod was the king, and they came to King Herod and they said, "Where is he that is born, King of the Jews? We have seen his star and we have come to worship him."
所以这些智者他来到希律王面前就问，那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。
Okay, so 700 years earlier, there was a Jewish prophet, his name is Micah.
其实在那个事情发生的700年前，有一个犹太的先知叫做弥迦。
And Micah's prophecy is a ruler would shepherd Israel, and he would be born in Bethlehem.
在弥迦的预言里头，他说会有一个牧养以色列的一个君王，他会出生在伯利恒。
Now, my guess is you remember the Jews had been in exile in Babylon.
所以大家记得这些以色列人他们曾经被掳到巴比伦。
Okay, that's the east, and Daniel was there, and the Jews were there. They probably heard this prophecy, so they learned it not by consulting the stars, but from the Jewish scriptures.
这个巴比伦相对于以色列来讲是在东方。那我们知道但以理是在巴比伦那边是一个很有权力的犹太人。那这些智者他们可能就是从但以理那边听到这样的一个预言，而不一定完全只是看这个星象。
So when Herod heard these things from the wise men, he was troubled.
当希律听到这个啊消息的时候呢，他心里非常的这个焦急。
He's I'm the king here. What are you guys talking about?
啊，他心里就想说，我是这个犹太的人，犹太人的王，你们在说些什么呢？
So I said to them, "Hey, make a careful search, and when you find him, let me know, and I would come and worship him also."
所以他啊，希律王跟这些职责讲说，那你们好好的去寻访这样的一位王，当你们寻到的时候来告诉我，我好去敬拜他。
Now this is a deception.
这其实是一个谎言。
It's a lie.
啊，这是一个欺骗。
Okay, Herod wanted to find the child. Why?
为什么希律王想要找到这个小孩呢？
Not to worship him, he wanted to kill him.
他并不是想要敬拜他，他其实想要杀了他。
So lies and deception, this is Satan's fingerprints all over this.
所以我们可以看到啊，撒旦的这个诡计啊，在这个事情上面都到处可见。
Well, the wise men, they did find baby Jesus.
这些啊智者他们真的有找到耶稣。
Maybe he was 2 years old when they found him.
也许当他们找到耶稣的时候，耶稣已经快2岁。
They worshipped him.
啊，他们敬拜耶稣。
They gave him gifts.
他们给他礼物。
And then, like what happened with Joseph, they had a dream, and they were warned in the dream, "Don't go back to Herod."
那同样的，就跟啊约瑟的经历一样，他们也在梦中得到啊神的指示，让他们不要回去。
They left another way.
所以他们就从另外一处离开了。
When Herod found out, he's furious.
所以当希律王知道了之后，他非常的生气。
And so what did King Herod do?
所以他做了什么事情呢？
Yeah, he gave orders. Go into Bethlehem and all the vicinity. Kill all the baby boys 2 years and under.
所以他啊，希律王就差人将伯利恒城里并四境所有的男孩，凡2岁以内的都杀尽了。
Now this is an incredibly wicked sin, murdering babies and children.
这是一个非常啊邪恶的罪，就是杀了所有的小孩。
But it is part of the Christmas story. It happened near the time of Jesus' birth.
所以这其实是属于啊圣诞故事的一部分，因为发生在啊耶稣出生之后的一段时间里头。
Here what we know, God hates sin. This is sin.
我们知道神恨恶罪恶，这个事情其实是一个罪。
You may remember Pharaoh committed a similar sin, killing all the male Hebrew babies.
我们也记得说，在埃及的法老王，他也曾经下令要杀死所有以色列人的男孩。
Again, we see Satan's fingerprints are all over this.
所以我们可以看到撒旦的手段一直在这些事情上面。
So God didn't send Jesus into the world just to remain that tender, mild little baby in the manger.
但上帝并没有将他的唯一的儿子送到这个世界上，然后一直停留在这个小孩子的样子。
Jesus chose to come into the world for a reason and with a purpose.
耶稣他选择来到这个世上，是因为他有原因和目的。
So we understand God is love.
我们知道神是爱。
He is also mighty God. He is a warrior.
所以我们其实他也是一个全能的神，他是一个战士。
God has righteous anger over sin.
神圣洁的上帝对罪有一个正义的愤怒。
The world is full of sin. Just read your news any day.
这个世上充满了罪恶，大家只要看看新闻就可以知道。
Children and babies are killed in this world every day.
小孩子婴孩在这个世界上总是被杀害。
Now God is so angry about sin, he sent Jesus into the world to destroy it.
上帝非常的恨恶的罪恶，所以他差遣了耶稣来到这个世上。
God is going to eradicate sin and sinful behavior from the whole earth. Praise God.
所以上帝将要消除这个地上所有的这些罪恶的行为。
That's why Jesus is born.
这是为什么耶稣降生。
I'm going to give you one example from the Old Testament so you can see this.
从旧约里头跟大家讲一个例子，所以大家可以明白。
Remember Samson?
大家记得参孙。
Samson is a type of Christ. So when we look at Samson, you're going to learn things about Jesus.
其实参孙是有点像基督。我们从他的故事里头，我们可以看到耶稣基督的影像。
There are lots of stories in the Old Testament, and they're like foreshadow what Jesus will be like.
其实旧约的故事里头有很多都预示着耶稣的样子。
So this is a conversation between Samson and his parents.
所以这个事情是发生在参孙跟他的父母之间。
Samson says, "I've seen a Philistine woman in Timnah. Now get her for me as my wife."
这个参孙跟他父母说，我在亭拿看见一个女子，是非利士人的女儿，愿你们给我娶来为妻。
Okay, I just want to point out, in this idea of the type, Jesus' bride is the Gentile church, right? And Samson's bride is a Gentile.
我们这边看到的一个类比是耶稣的心腹，我们说是教会。那大部分都是外邦人。那我们这边看到参孙他的他要娶的这个妻子也是外邦人。
Now his father and his mother are like, isn't there an acceptable woman among our own people? You know, meaning the Jews in Israel. Must you go to the Philistine?
参孙的父母跟他说，难道你在本国的民中，就是在以色列的犹太人当中，没有一个女子可以娶吗？为什么你要到未受割礼的非利士人当中去娶妻呢？
Samson says, no, get her for me. She's the right one.
可是参孙跟他的父母说，愿你给我娶那女子，因为我喜悦她。
Now in verse 4 of this story, here's the line I'm trying to get us to. It's God says this.
在士师记十四章第四节这边其实是为什么
Okay, Samson's parents did not know this was from the Lord who was seeking an occasion to confront the Philistine.
这一节经文说到他的父母却不知道这事是出于耶和华，因为他找机会攻击非利士人。那时非利士人辖制以色列人。
This is what I want you to understand. The Lord is seeking an occasion to confront his enemies.
所以这是上主他在找机会要去征服他的敌人。
He is not passive, sitting back saying, oh, what should I do?
他并不是很消极的在面说我应该怎么办呢？
Jesus can't wait to come to the earth. So he can confront sin and evil and the devil.
所以耶稣他来到这个世界上，他要面对这些罪恶，他要来征服他们。
He wants to crush the head of the serpent.
他要击碎这个骨蛇的头。
And he knows in that process he will be struck and also be killed.
虽然他知道他这么做的时候他也会受伤，他也会被杀。
So this is a huge cosmic battle that's happening.
这是一个宇宙性的一个属灵的征战。
Jesus says, you know, I have come to bring fire on the earth. How I wish it were already kindled.
耶稣说，我要来把火丢在地上，倘若已经着起来，这不也是我所愿意的吗？
He's going to take evil out of this world.
所以他要把邪恶从这个世上除去。
In the process of doing that.
就是当他做这些事情的时候，他要把罪恶除灭。
Another picture of it is David taking out Goliath.
另外一个这个写照呢，就是大卫他击败了哥利亚。
Okay, Christ wants to confront evil and to utterly destroy it.
这里描绘了基督他要对抗邪恶的这个热心，他要摧毁撒旦。
Not just in Israel, in the whole world.
他不光是以色列人，他而是全世界的人，他都要拯救。
So there are many examples in the Old Testament. I'll leave it at those for now.
还有很多其他旧约里的例子，那我今天就讲到这。
But what you want to understand is God's passion, His magnificent love for you.
我们可以看到神对你对他的子民这样的热情，这样壮丽的一个爱。
He's going to rescue you from these bad guys.
他要把我们从这些坏人恶人的手中拯救出来。
Some people they mock, they say, "Hey, come on, it's 2,000 years. You know, Jesus is never coming back. It's a bunch of fairy tales."
也许有人会说，算了吧，这是2000年以前的事情了，耶稣不会再来。
Okay, the Apostle Peter says, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise." As some men count slackness, He's long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
可是神的话是这么说：主所应许的尚未成就。有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们。不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
So there's a day coming. It's called the day of the Lord.
所以当耶稣再来的时候，被称为主的日子。
You just got to kind of get the time frame of how things are happening. So here is the cross of Jesus, and he has made the atonement. It's done.
所以我们看到这里有一个时间轴，我们看到这个十字架这边是耶稣。第一次来的时候
okay, we are now in a very special time here. I'm calling it the harvest. It's not the final harvest, but souls are being harvested that are going to come into the kingdom.
他第一次来的时候是要来赎罪，那我们现在是在一个收成的一个阶段。
And there's a future time coming. There is a day that's coming, and the kingdom of Christ will come on the earth.
在未来会有个时间，当耶稣再来的时候神的国度就降临。
So right now, today, whoever is willing can come to Jesus in repentance and faith. Your sins are forgiven, and you'll be sealed for eternal life.
所以只要有愿意的人，可以经由悔改和信心来到耶稣的面前。
Are you willing?
你愿意吗
me too. Me too. Okay, when the harvest is full, when that last person comes in, Jesus will return to the earth.
当属于他的人都得救了，那耶稣他会降临。
That's going to be the beginning of his millennial kingdom.
这是他要管理的这个千年国度的开始。
So you understand, the first time he came as the Lamb of God.
所以我们要知道，他第一次降临的时候是上帝的羔羊。
He accomplished that part of the mission that's fulfilled.
他已经完成那一部分的使命。
There's more to come.
可是还有更多的将要来到。
The second time he comes, he's coming as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Praise God.
所以当他第二次再来的时候，他是犹太支派的狮子。
So that's the future that the Bible is telling us. That is your future. He will come back as the king.
所以这是未来的事情，但我们知道耶稣再来的时候他是君王。
You can read about that in the book of Revelation in chapter 19. There's a magnificent chapter of him returning as the king.
我们在启示录十九章可以读到就是耶稣再来的一段经文。
Okay, so that's God. He wants us to be close to Him. He wants to have close relationship with us. But He first had to do the Lamb atonement so that we wouldn't get burned up when He comes.
所以神愿意我们跟他有一个很好的关系，可是他必须先借着这个羔羊来成为我们的一个保护屏来保护我们。
Okay, he's your heat shield. He protects you.
所以他是我们的这个防热的这个保护屏。
He protects you both from Satan and from God's wrath about your sin.
他保护我们从撒旦的攻击中我们得到保护，也从这个神对罪的这个 圣洁的愤怒当中我们得到保护。
Okay, so that is what Christmas is about, the birth of Jesus. God wants to be with you, not just today, but forever.
这是圣诞节的故事啊，因为神愿意与我们同在，不仅是今天，而且是一直到永远。
Okay, now I couldn't resist. I know it's going a little long, but I want to tell you one more example of the work of the devil in modern day.
虽然这个道有点长，不过我想再举一个例子，就是有关于这个邪恶的事情怎么在这个世上发生。
Yeah, we'll just do this example and then I'll be done.
我就举这个例子，然后我们就结束。
Anybody know who those two men are?
大家知道这两个人是谁吗？
Ever heard of these guys? Watson and Crick. Anybody know Watson and Crick?
所以这是华生跟克里克。
Yes, exactly. These are the scientists who helped to figure out the structure of the DNA molecule.
这两位科学家他们就是帮他们阐明了这个 DNA 分子结构。
It's an amazing accomplishment.
这是一个非常了不起的成就。
By the way, here's a little model of it, and the idea is, you know, we can do genetic splicing. We'll take this little piece out, maybe, and move it up here.
这另外一个图就好像可以把这一段基因把它截取出来，然后把它改善或者把它放到另外一个地方去。
These scientists must be brilliant, wouldn't you think?
你一定会觉得说这些科学家真的是非常聪明， yeah. 对吗
？Are they smarter than God?
他们有比上帝聪明吗？
Francis Crick, he wrote a book. It's entitled The Astonishing Hypothesis.
这个克里克他写了一本书这个书名叫做令人惊讶的假设。
Here's what he says is the astonishing hypothesis. The man who figured out the DNA spiral helix, he is what he says.
在他这本书里头，就是这个作者他等于是他阐明了这个 DNA 的结构，他是这么写的。
He says, your joys, your sorrows, your memories, your ambitions, your sense of personal identity, your free will are, in fact, nothing more than the behavior of nerve cells and molecules.
就是你的快乐和悲伤，你的记忆和你的抱负，你的个人认同，你的自由意识，实际上只不过是一大堆神经细胞和其相关分子的行为。
In other words, your existence as a human being, it's just the interaction of molecules, chemicals, it was happened by chance.
所以他的理解就是我们人类的存在其实只是一些化学物质分子偶然间互相作用的产物。
Really, you know, my wife used to write computer code.
我的妻子她就是以前曾经就是写电脑的程式。
That code does not write itself.
那个程式不会自己就冒出来的。
Here's a little cartoon, but the scientist is saying, "Hey, the hydrogen atom, if you give it enough time, I mean, it'll turn into people."
这里有一个卡通的图画，它上面写的说现在同学们。这个氢呢是一种气体，你如果让它有足够的时间呢，它会变成人。
This is the idea of evolution. Non-life turns into life all by itself.
这是进化论的一种说法，就是你物质的东西，你时间够久，它就会变成有生命。
Yeah. Now Watson and Crick, they were atheists.
这个华生跟克里克他们曾经是这个无神论者。
Okay, and I say they were atheists, not because they became Christians, because they're dead.
我说他们曾经是无神论者，并不是说他们后来变成了基督徒。其实他们死了。
Now they know the truth.
所以他们现在知道到底是怎么一回事了。
Remember there was a story, a Christmas Carol. It's Ebenezer Scrooge.
大家记得有一个故事叫做圣诞颂歌。
You know that story with Ebenezer Scrooge and the Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens, you know it?
就是查尔斯狄更斯他写的这本小说里头这本书 圣诞颂歌里头有一个人物叫做Ebenezer Scrooge。
Anybody know what did Scrooge say about Christmas?
你知道 Scrooge 他是怎么讲这个圣诞节的吗
？You can say it. That's it. Bah humbug.
Bah humbug.
Yeah, good, Andy. Okay, this is what Watson and Crick are saying about the Bible and Jesus. Oh, come on, that was a fairy tale.
所以这也是这个华生跟克里克他们对这个神的一个认识。
Yeah, we don't want to say that. That's terrible.
我们其实不要讲这样子的话，这其实是非常糟糕的。
God has created in a way that we have things like love and hope and good and evil and right and wrong.
所以我们知道在神的创造里头有。我们知道有爱，有善恶的分别。
If there's no creator, these things would have no meaning.
如果没有创造主的话，这些其实都没有什么意义。
So anyway, it's amazing. It's sad. People who are so educated, so intelligent, who can figure out, you know, the DNA spiral, but they don't see God.
所以我们很令人惊奇的就是。这些很聪明的，他们受过这样高等教育的人，他们却在灵性上面很缺乏，他们不认识上帝。
So they reject God's gift.
所以他们就拒绝了上帝的礼物。
They reject Jesus Christ.
他们拒绝了耶稣基督。
I would call them false teachers.
所以我会称他们是虚假的教师。
Okay.God is going to put an end to sin. I think I missed one slide. Okay, here's Jesus clearing the temple. Hates sin, lying.
这张图是耶稣洁净圣殿的一个图画。我们知道上帝他恨恶罪。
Okay, God is going to put an end to sin on this earth.
所以上帝也要将这个罪恶结束掉。
Okay, the first thing Jesus had to do was make the atonement for our sin.
所以耶稣他所要做的第一件事情就是为我们所犯的罪他要来赎罪。
That's done. He is your heat shield. He is the one who will protect you from God's hot anger for your sin.
所以他在这个事情上面他已经完成了。他是我们热的这个防护屏。他保护我们不受这个神是对罪的这个圣洁的愤怒。
Okay, the more you think about Jesus, how much he suffered, how much he loves us, he's a magnificent savior.
我们可以知道说，神是多么的爱我们，他是一个多么伟大的神。
So the question for today is.
所以我们今天有一个问题。
Will you believe what God has done?
你愿意相信神为我们所做的事吗？
So Christmas helps us to answer those two big questions. Where do we come from? Just want to say your DNA didn't invent itself by luck.
所以我们今天的讯息帮助我们回答两个问题。第一个问题是我们是从何而来？所以我们知道，并不是这个DNA 它创造了我们。
Okay, you come from the Trinity God who.Is love. He is your creator.
所以我们是从这个三一神而来，他是爱我们的。
And where are we going?
那另外一个问题是，我们要往哪里去？
If you trust in what God did through Jesus, you're going into His glorious kingdom.
所以
praise the Lord.
如果我们借着耶稣基督，我们可以来到他荣耀的国度。
So that Jewish prophet Isaiah, he was right.
所以这个犹太的先知以赛亚是对的。
A virgin did give birth to a son.
童贞女真的生了一个孩子。
He was born a child, and yet he is a king.
他虽然出生成为一个婴孩，可是他是一个君王。
He is Emmanuel. God is with us.
他是以马内利，上帝与我们同在。
All right, so I want you to say, say to the person next to you these two words. You say them with me, and you say them with all the holy angels of heaven.
所以希望大家跟旁边的人讲，跟着天使一起讲 Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas.